Hello, Yochi. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. It's been another tough week. More cover-ups, more you know, bad news down the line.
Yep. Well, they've finally done the obvious and elevated the catastrophe to level 7, which they should have done long ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks late. You know, it's probably beyond the 7 by now. I don't know if there's an 8 rating. You know, they seem to jack it up by 2 points per time. So they're approaching the Big Ten mark there. Yeah,
I agree. I completely. It's surpassed Chernobyl in my opinion, without any question.
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
The
radiation release is just months.
Right.
Yeah.
The drone that flew over the Fukushima 1 facility the other day showed quite clearly, according to people over here, that there is no spent fuel pool remaining in Building 3. It was blown to smithereens. It's gone. Nothing there.
Yeah, that's a vast amount. I mean, we're talking about something like, I believe, there's something like 1,500 fuel rods inside each of the pools inside these buildings.
So it's hundreds of tons, correct. Yeah.
Well, not that many. Hundreds of kilograms. Yeah, hundreds of kilograms. Yeah, right. Huh? Yeah.
It's not good. Now, the enlarging of the exclusion or evacuation zone is too little too late for a lot of people, most likely.
Right.
What's your take on...
The distance is something like they... Well, it's actually not a clear circle, so we're talking about 12 miles to something like 18 miles. Far from that, Takashi Morizumi, who's leading the reporting teams, he's been back up there a third time for the recovery of bodies from Soma, the beach areas where it's irradiated. He's indicating that even 40 kilometers out, they're getting maximum dosages.
So wow.
This is far from adequate. The people there basically are being, we're left as sacrificial victims, basically, for the, for this whole cover-up by TEPCO and the economic ministry.
It's a worldwide catastrophe. This this trash is going to get into the food chain, already is. It is already in American drinking water, in American dairy products, and you've been seeing the stories. These are not insignificant amounts. The government, of course, has trouble keeping its lies straight over here. The FDA says 4,700 is the acceptable level for iodine, radioactive iodine in food. The EPA says 3 picocuries is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even close.
No. So, yeah, they do raise the dosages ratings whenever there's a leak, and it's sort of a rubber band sort of measure. So, and it's always about cumulative effect. It means, sure, single exposure, yeah, you can take a lot. But we're talking about year after year. How many liters of milk do you drink a year, or especially for children? And I think this is a real problem, is that we're well past the second pass of the radiation around the atmosphere.
Right.
So we're seeing the buildup, steadily, week by week, it's going to build up. The other problem is, of course, the seawater problem, which is absolutely crazy the way the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is just washing its hands of this whole.
They are. They're absolutely doing that. Let's talk about the seawater for a minute. We know that 13,500 tons of radioactive water was and is being dumped into the ocean. This has really infuriated the Chinese and the Koreans, which call the handling of the situation by Japan incompetent, and probably a lot worse than that. No one is happy about this. The amount of water...
We have to understand that the highly radioactive water, something like 7 million times normal level, was detected off the coast of northern Iwate. So what we're seeing is a northeasterly drift, cyclical drift of what's called the black current, or the Kuroshio in Japanese.
Okay, let's go into this in detail. This is very important, please.
Yeah, this current sweeps up from the south, and then it passes Kamchatka Peninsula, goes past the Bering Strait, where it mixes a lot with Arctic water, and then it comes past the coast of Alaska, down the west coast of Canada and the United States, and finally ends somewhere off of Mexico. So the problem here with this is that, one, it's one of the richest fishing areas in the world. You know, this is where all the water is mixed. So this is why the Chinese and Koreans are so upset. They have fishing trawlers up there, and then this radiation is coming right into their best fishing areas. The second problem is that, you know, the IAEA says that, well, the radiation is not a threat because it's going to mix with seawater in the Pacific. Well, that's not exactly the case because it's trapped basically in this conveyor belt, something like the Gulf Stream on the East Coast comes around. So it's not mixing with vast volumes of Pacific water. In fact, it's a steady stream of radiation that's coming around in a clockwise circle in the narrow band. And what we're seeing it happening here is it's passing the greatest concentration of large sea mammals in the world. We're talking about seals, mammals, whales. So basically, these are the animals at the top of the food chain, and the radiation is going to collect through the fish right up the food chain into these sea mammals. So this is really a very serious problem. Could lead to the largest extinction of mammals since maybe the Stone Age. Now, this is like major ecological, major ecological catastrophe that's going to just, be with us for a century if this goes on. I think this is, and we're talking about leakage going. It's going to go on for years. That's the way they're going. I think the other danger is why did they release so much seawater now that's so dangerous? It's because they're going to replace it for even more higher levels.
That's
of
right.
Radioactive water.
I was just going to mention that the 13,500 tons that they are pumping or have pumped into the ocean to make way for another big batch of highly radioactive, probably plutonium-laced water. They're not saying.
Yeah, exactly what I'm thinking is why would they release this highly radioactive water now? This is obviously for reactor 2, which has been showing a lot of problems.
Yeah, now the other thing is TEPCO has admitted, and whatever TEPCO admits, you could probably double or treble. They've admitted to 50,000 tons of this higher grade radioactive water on the grounds, under the buildings, in the concrete vaults where the pipes go and everything else. 50,000 tons, that's what they've admitted to. And they're going to put it in a tank
so
that holds 13,000?
I don't think so. To put to the tank, and this is a massively concentrated water. So, and, they don't have that much storage capacity in these tanks, so some of it eventually has to be released.
No, they're going to have to bring a super tanker over there.
You can't put it in an oil tanker. There's just, there's nowhere to go.
Well, they probably will end up proposing a super tanker at some point, I bet, because they've got no ground storage.
Yeah, but where is that going to go?
That's right.
This is a shell game. And in the end, we have finite places to store the stuff, and there's no way to dispose of it. So.
They haven't got the storage potential to do it now. When Fuel Pool 3 was blown to smithereens in that tremendous explosion. It looked like a small atomic bomb, by the way, if those of you remember. That went up into the air. The particles were probably ranged in virtually every size you could imagine. Something you could hold in your hand, something down to a nanoparticle, which went up into the atmosphere. These were plutonium, folks. They're not identifying the isotopes at all, Yochi, over here. Nobody's saying what they are.
Well, there has been strontium reported, so this is
and cesium.
You get after a nuclear test blast.
And they have cesium now in the milk in Vermont.
That's right.
But they're not talking about testing dairies all over the country. They talk about one or two here and there. And now Europe is talking about radiation risks from Fukushima are no longer negligible in Europe. Okay?
Once it builds up in the breast tissue, in the internal organs of cattle, of dairy cattle, you basically just have to do an entire herd kill over the entire area. Cattle has to be killed and buried, and you've got to start importing milk from Australia or New Zealand or somewhere.
Right, because good luck replacing the herd with young calves, because what are they going to eat? You're going to have to feed them on feed raised in the southern hemisphere.
It takes quite a while for the radiation to be absorbed, depending on the area, of course.
I would suggest they have to bring in feed from the southern hemisphere because they couldn't grow it here if it's constantly being contaminated.
Just basically shut down the animal rearing in the United States and all the wildlife, too. It's basically going to be finished. There's got to be an end to it. TEPCO and the Ministry of Economy, the IEA, are still like ostriches in their head. They still don't want to entomb these reactors, and I don't know what they're waiting for. They keep them cool, keep them cool. What are they waiting for? The time has come. It has come a long time ago. The other issue is TEPCO's recent apology. The president who ducked out of his responsibility
went to the hospital
to meet with the prime minister. Now he's issued an apology, but this was just hours after two anti-nuclear protests occurred in Tokyo. This is the first anti-nuclear protest we've had in a long time, and then TEPCO rolls out an apology finally. So they're starting to feel the heat.
Well, the largest transport aircraft in the world, the Antonov 225, I believe, that the Russians own and developed, flew into, I think it's L.A., to pick up this pumper truck they're taking over there, which has booms which are almost 300 feet or something like that they can reach out with. But they're going to do the same thing. They're going to be just pouring water, more water into these plants, creating more radioactive water.
Well, actually, that's
water.
Kind of secret preparation. That's very quiet preparation from an entomb. This is what they're going to use to pour whatever they're going to shield the reactors with. One of the things they're looking at is sodium silicate, which is a water glass.
Yeah.
This is their that did stop the leakage in that one trench. And I think that is something they may be looking at as, one of the problems you raised was the problem of concrete being very brittle, cracking, that this sodium silicate water glass might be used somehow. I don't know how they'll contain it, but they're looking at that right now.
How are they going to contain something that's melted down through the containment building, through the concrete, and into the ground?
That's a real problem. The underground stuff is really worrying.
There's nobody's going to dig down there to get to that.
It will break through, and it's very difficult to plug. They can't plug all the leaks.
We could have a major explosion at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Because we're seeing, like, with the 7.0 earthquake, which was underreported, I think the international media said it was a 6.3. So it's clearly between the 7.0 and the 7.1. That knocked out the power supply for about an hour, shut down the pumps. We're still seeing aftershocks that would, in any other case, be a major earthquake anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Hitting the place and knocking out all power systems and temporary knockout equipment. Started a fire, also went in a battery box. We're not out of the woods by any means.
I don't call this
wailing away.
Right. I don't call them aftershocks. I call them earthquakes.
They're major quakes of themselves. Yeah, as the whole plate, all the tectonics there are working themselves out. Pressure is just moving from one point to the other. Yeah.
I heard it shifted down to closer to Tokyo. When you've got a movement in one place,
it seems to be moving closer. As pressure relieves from one point, it passes on to the next point along the fault line or to another fault. And so it is a series of major quakes that's going on.
There are four different plates that intersect and juncture under the islands of Japan. It's quite amazing. And there are 6,800 islands total, and I think 97% of the landmass is concentrated on three of the islands, and so it's quite an active, quite a diverse geology there. It's amazing. But back to Europe just for a minute. This document in Europe now released to the public advises against consuming any rainwater, and says vulnerable groups such as children and pregnant or breastfeeding women should avoid consuming vegetables with large leaves, fresh milk, and creamy cheese. Now don't eat it.
There's a basic vitamin list there, doesn't it? Hmm?
Yes, and they're saying don't eat it.
Yeah, and what's left? I mean, the question of what can you eat anymore?
We're getting close to that. Now, remember, folks, this is Europe. This isn't the West Coast of America. This isn't Japan.
They're being a little more forthright and honest in Europe about the risk. And, they've been through Chernobyl over there. They know what they're talking about. And, I think the media also talks a lot about how the Japanese are panicked. Well, the Japanese are not panicked. They know more about radiation than any other country in the world. I mean, we've had radiation studies, the victims of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
And those victims were given placebos, sugar tablets, That was their medication. So the Japanese people know they've been lied to before. We saw the Minamata disease, the mercury-related disease, the crippling disease. We've seen HIV tainted blood. The Japanese public do not trust these quack doctors who keep coming out and telling everybody, and health officials who tell everyone everything's safe. It's been very much burned into their experience that they've been lied to repeatedly before, and people have suffered and died for that, and they've never received, and many of those victims never received compensation. And then the compensation, they never lived long enough to get it. So this is, you know, there is not a panic. People are just being very, very realistic based on what they know from history.
TEPCO offered people financial compensation.
Yeah.
You saw that story. They offered them in one
tap,
$12 a person.
That. In fact, I've got to go to Tokyo pretty soon to deal with this, to prevent waiver people from signing waiver forms. You know?
They should not sign anything.
You know, Mori Izumi asked me to come over to talk to people and warn them, you know, get the compensation, but do not sign the waiver.
Absolutely. No, $12 a person? This is an obscenity.
Yeah. I mean, this is this is ridiculous. And the whole point is they want people to sign the document, which will somehow be some sort of waiver, be used legally as a waiver. Their corporate lawyers have really charted this out. And I must say, they've got some of the top lawyers in the world. Right now, all across the world, GE, Hitachi, TEPCO have got like hundreds of lobbyists in disguise as this sort of expert, as risk experts and so on, with different titles that they've hired. They're going to every media in the world. They're taking editors and publishers out to lunch and dinner, and God knows what kind of deals they're offering these people. And so, this is happening right now, and that's why much of the American media is quiet. A lot of the Asian media is starting to tone down their coverage right now because of this vast lobbying effort, which is must be multi-millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, it's called bribery and then all the rest of it. All bets are off on this one, folks. Anything goes. You're totally right. I'm sorry to hear the Asian media is beginning to quiet down. The story has literally disappeared from Google and CNN here most of the time. It's just not there.
Right.
Not there.
Well, the basic thing that they're pushing from what we can detect from all these media sources is that the message that is coming out is that nuclear is still, despite this crisis, is still the only clean, green energy.
Oh, please.
And we have no choice but to rely on nuclear. This is the message that they're coming out with.
There is nothing green about nuclear energy. Nothing.
Right.
It's nothing, the antithesis of green. It is probably quite capable of, as you mentioned, the first major extinction event in a long, long time. And I don't know how long it takes for this radiation exposure to come home. People say 2 years, 3 years, but I predict we're going to be seeing it amongst the Japanese people.
It's continuing. I mean, as you pointed out earlier, you know, Chernobyl was broken open again. So the Chernobyl crisis is not history. It's still with us.
Yeah.
I think this is the problem. It never goes away. Other power systems, they shut down. But nuclear just keeps heating away, keeps irradiating us. It doesn't stop. And I think this is a problem that is going to be dogging the next generation, too, not just ours. Yeah. The other problem of this radiation leak is that, you know, Japan is a signatory of the International Law of the Sea.
Yeah.
The Law of the Sea prohibits dumping of toxic materials in large quantities into the ocean. So there is an international case here, but we're not seeing any other country in the world taking Japan to task on this.
No.
I think perhaps the Chinese and Koreans will, because you know they're going to come to a breaking point where they've got to do something to pressure Japan.
Well, the Koreans have already lambasted the Japanese and called them incompetent, and I think that's an appropriate term.
I think this is preparation for a major suit in The Hague and in the world court, the International Criminal Court.
Well, these are in
Japan,
a sense,
on the Law of the Sea violation.
Agreed. Well, I call them war crimes, frankly.
Crimes against humanity.
That's right. That's right.
Humanity.
That's the same. That's the same. Okay, we just have 3 minutes left here. What would you suggest to Americans who are very concerned and getting a lot of conflicting information about preparation, about radioactive exposure? What should they do?
I think they should be looking at your website, because I have to praise what you and your team have done and many of the readers and others have done, they put together, I think, a very, very credible citizens movement to, I'm astounded by the number of websites that are out there now that you're listing when there was hardly way less than a handful before of people speaking out. But now you have sites that are monitoring the situation in Japan, watching the skies in the United States. I mean, everything right now, the bases are being covered not by the government and federal agencies, but by, ordinary citizens who are readers to your site and are being posted on your site.
Thank you.
I have to congratulate you on that. Without that, we'd really be in the dark.
Thank you very much.
So that's the beginning. If you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know what you're doing, and I think you've got a means where people at least now can consult each other and weigh the risks and figure out strategies for action. So I think right now that's the best thing, and I think you just got to keep up what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
The other point I just want to make is that, as I look at this matter more, a nuclear energy is no longer a science. When we look at it, the way the IEA is reacting, it's clear that it's the priesthood of a false cult, of a false religion, a god that has failed, a nuclear god. And I think for the rest of us, we've got to take a hard look at that. We just cannot believe anymore. We've got to stop believing, take their temple apart. I mean, these people are as cruel and cynical as the Aztec witch doctors that used to cut people's heart out. We've got to look at them. We cannot allow these globalist people to be running the world anymore. I mean, look at what they're doing. They're on a death wish. They're in denial. They have no right to govern this planet any longer.
I couldn't concur more fully. I'm sure a lot of people are praising what you just said. It's time. We either take back control of this planet from these they're not human, I don't know what they are, or we're going to lose it.
Life on this planet will die out.
Do
we need further proof? Do we need further proof than what's going on in the North Pacific? Do we need any further proof?
The black current is running right now, correct?
That's right, all the time. It's running all the time. And it's coming around, and so it is moving right now between Japan and the Soviet and the Russian Far East of Kamchatka. So that's where it's all heading right now.
All right.
So this is becoming a major international crisis.
It will loop over, remember, the Bering Straits, the Gulf of Alaska, through all the prime fishing grounds. You will see fish showing up with it. In fact, there's an article in Mother Jones magazine right now. Is there radiation in your seafood? So people are beginning to ask.
Forget shellfish. Forget oysters and clams and things
like God.
That. They're big collectors of radiation.
Now, you mentioned earlier, we just have a minute left, that when the temperatures warm there, the evaporation and the rising into the upper atmosphere will become a much more serious problem. How long before that happens?
Well, cherry blossom season is opening, and sadly those beautiful little flowers opening indicate warming temperatures. And so I think, we're in for it now. It's going to, radiation being leaked, and also evaporation from the ocean is going to go into the jet stream.
Constantly.
We're really in for it. Something's got to be done. A sense of urgency has to be recaptured, and people have to be mobilized. And anti-nuclear demonstrations are going to have to be organized to begin the challenge to delete that completely cynical and taking the ostrich perspective on life and death.
Indeed. Thank you, Yochi, very much. Talk to you next week.